Here are the directions for part two. In this part, you will hear five passages, A through E. Each passage will be followed by two questions, number 11 through number 20. For each question, you will have 10 seconds to choose the best answer and mark your answer on your answer sheet. The passage and the questions will be given only once. Now let's begin. A. The Origins of Transoceanic Aviation. In 1927, Charles Lindbergh's solo flight from New York to Paris made him a household name. It was, however, a man named Juan Trippe who really brought transoceanic flights to people like you and me. In those days, the real money in aviation lay in carrying mail. Trippe's small airline was shut out of the profitable airmail routes across the United States. His solution was to create the first international airmail service from the United States to Latin America. At first, his company, Pan Am, short for Pan America, flew only letters and freight. But Trippe realized he could lower costs by taking along a paying passenger or two. Not content with connecting North and South America, Trippe launched flights to China. And believing there would someday be a market for America to Asia travel, he started Trans-Pacific Airmail Service with stops in Hawaii, Midway, Guam, and the Philippines. Passenger service began a year later. What made regular transoceanic flights possible was the Clipper, which could take off and land on water. The China Clipper undertook its first Trans-Pacific flight in 1935, and it was followed in 1939 by the Yankee Clipper, which flew across the Atlantic.
Questions. Number 11. What was the most profitable business in early aviation? Number 12. What was unique about the Clipper? B. A craving for meat. Fossil records show that the human tendency to eat meat goes back 2.5 million years. But how did meat eating evolve? Researcher Carl Stanford studied chimpanzees and mountain gorillas in the Bwindi Impenetrable Forest National Park in Uganda. He was interested to see why these two similar species, which might at first glance be considered competitors, actually lived together peacefully. Stanford found the key difference was that the chimps eat meat while the gorillas don't. Likewise, he believes that our early ancestors were able to coexist with other primates because our ancestors ate meat and the others didn't. Humans' taste for meat seems to have begun simply as a way to survive. This began a long process of genetic change, which eventually gave us the ability to process fats and cholesterol that would kill gorillas. Not all the changes were beneficial, though. Meat eating has shrunk our jaws, reducing space for our teeth, and making dental work a necessity for many of us. Scientists believe that the development of cooking, which makes our food softer, means that strong jaws have become less necessary, and that this will lead to further shrinking in future generations.
Questions. Number 13. Why did Carl Stanford study gorillas and chimpanzees in Uganda? Number 14. What negative effect has a diet of meat had on humans today? C. Smart cookies. America's Powerball lottery is one of the biggest, richest lottery games in the world. It's also one of the hardest to win, with odds of 1 in 2.9 million. Which is why lottery officials were stunned recently when 110 people all picked winning numbers. The mystery only grew deeper when winners told Powerball officials where they got their numbers. Chinese fortune cookies. The trail soon led to a company called Wonton Food. Wonton produces 4 million cookies annually, which are distributed to 44,000 restaurants. The fortunes inside the cookies are pretty standard, Chinese proverbs or the promise of a better future. But sometimes they contain so-called lucky numbers. Well, for the 110 Powerball winners, the numbers were very lucky. Each winner took home close to $100,000. Wonton Foods president, Sing Lee, offers a possible explanation. Traditionally, the numbers in wonton cookies had been hand-picked by his staff from a box. But recently, the company began using a computer to generate the numbers randomly. Is this some kind of lucky computer, or just a lucky coincidence? Either way, you might just want to pay more attention to your next fortune cookie.
Questions. Number 15. Why were lottery officials surprised? Number 16. What change has Sing Lee made for assigning numbers to fortune cookies? D. Dancing the night away. Ballroom dancing doesn't come naturally to most 11-year-olds. So says Bettina Hershey, a dance instructor in New York City's public school system. She finds that students struggle at first and hesitate to dance close to each other. Over time, however, students at the school system's 68 dance centers overcome their reluctance. Once the ice is broken, they enjoy learning tango, rumba, and other international dance styles. As a result, they learn important lessons about themselves as well as about global culture. A key factor of the city-sponsored program is that it reaches out to students from a wide variety of backgrounds, including those from New York's poorer outer boroughs. The program was recently the subject of a film titled Mad Hot Ballroom, which followed a group of inner-city students preparing for a citywide dance competition. Marilyn Agrelo, the film's director, wanted to capture how the competition gave these students the opportunity to excel in an environment outside their troubled communities. She added that kids in at-risk neighborhoods don't have many opportunities to succeed. With a chance to compete in something they're good at, the students gain a sense of accomplishment and the chance to excel.
Questions. Number 17. What is special about the ballroom dancing program? Number 18. What was the focus of the film about the dance program? E. Bicultural kids. The Kumar brothers, Vishal and Tushar, are like other San Francisco Bay Area teens in many respects. They love the San Francisco 49ers and are crazy about rappers Snoop Dogg and 50 Cent. But they are also multiple winners of Indian dance contests in the Bay Area. At first, they shied away from their Indian identities, worrying that it wouldn't be cool to be too Indian. Then they discovered that their biculturalism was nothing unique. In fact, one out of four Bay Area residents is foreign-born, and many of these are raised biculturally. Corporate America is increasingly tapping into the lucrative potential of such kids. MTV, for example, has three new channels aimed at Asian Americans. It's through these commercial projects that the diversity of Asian cultures will be more fully reflected in America's pulp culture scene, just as anime cartoons, martial arts films, and Asian cuisine affected it earlier. Social experts predict that Indian culture will eventually make inroads into the broader American youth consciousness in the same way that African American, Latino, and other Asian cultures have.
Questions. Number 19. What did the Kumar brothers learn about the cultural scene in America? Number 20. What do experts predict about the influence of Indian culture?